Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here is your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
There we go. Well, that is right, my friends. You've tuned in to America's home for conservative, not bitter talk. Oz is doing something here in the studio that I overlooked doing before we got rocking and rolling here today. But I welcome you to the program. Email if you want to be part of the discussion, todd@toddhuffshow.com. 317-210-2830. Thoughts, questions, feedback. Always be certain to include the appropriate amounts of adoration and praise, which, listen, there's days I need it. I'm kidding, folks. I am teasing. Take it easy. It's good to be here today. Couple things I want to get to. I'm going to give you an update. We're on day number 9 of the government shutdown. I also want to talk a little bit about what's happening regarding Turning Point USA chapters. You may have seen this. There's one in particular. I think it's at Rutgers University. There's a petition to try to keep Turning Point from having a chapter at Rutgers University. I want to talk about that. I want to share a short story of a conversation that I had just in my own personal life journey here with somebody that is relevant to this conversation. And time permitting, I would like to, I don't know if you know who Katie Porter is. Katie Porter, representative, leftist, angry, very angry leftist representative from the People's Republic of California. She's running for governor. I don't know if you've seen this interview controversy. I'm going to try to get to it, time permitting. But she can't, it's absolutely unbelievable to watch it. The way that she didn't want to answer a reporter's question, who, by the way, was not being provocative. Listen, I know the media is a hot mess, my friends, but this particular media reporter, representative of the media, whatever, I don't know who she is. She's on a local, I think it was CBS station in the People's Republic of California. She was being, I think really doing actual journalism, and Katie Porter shut down the interview because she didn't like the question. She didn't like follow-up questions. She wanted to know what the questions were, it sounded like, which is par for the course. I mean, that's what happens. The media is not afraid to give Democrats those questions. We've seen this with Hillary in the debates and so forth. Anyway, time permitting, I'll get to that as well, my friends. That's where we're starting here today. I want to tell you off the top, program is brought to you in part by our friends at 48 Financial. You know that one of the biggest challenges that you face, that I face, that we face as conservatives, and I would say as Christians, is finding ways to ensure that the things that we value align with the other aspects of our lives, especially when companies today are run oftentimes by wokeness or sometimes by anti-Christian bigotry and so forth. It gets difficult mean, when it comes to investing your money, how do you know? Are these companies aligned with scriptural biblical values? Are they fighting against them? Are they fighting for conservative principles? Are they not involved whatsoever? What's going on with these places that we're investing? Well, 48 Financial is here to help you figure that out. They've got, well, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. So they screen out the companies that don't align with your faith, your values, so that you're not funding things that you don't agree with, that go against your beliefs. So they do the heavy lifting. All you have to do is complete the assessment. Jump on over to 48financial.com/Todd. You can complete an assessment. The point of the assessment is to see whether or not, or to what degree, your investments that you currently have align with your values. So, and your beliefs. 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd, because your money should work for your values. All right, let's get here a quick update. And this isn't going to take, I think, the whole first segment. I don't think so. We'll see. An update on the government shutdown. The Democrats in the Senate have refused yet again to vote for a clean continuing resolution. We are on day number 9 of the Chuck Schumer government shutdown. So the shutdown, of course, began at midnight the morning of October 1st. Here we are, October 9th. Congress failed to pass the appropriate, the necessary appropriations bills. That means that currently approximately 800,000 federal employees are furloughed. Some are working without pay. Now, according to law, they're going to get pay, but they're temporarily laid off or working temporarily without pay. But Trump says, and he said that, I've mentioned this before, Democrats better be careful here how far they want to push this, continue into this abyss of a shutdown. Donald Trump has said that if Democrats continue to block this, continue to block just the reopening of it. So again, a clean resolution, a clean CR, which means it's a continuing resolution that funds the government for a specified period of time. A clean CR means that there's nothing else in there. It's basically saying, let's keep the status quo until the next deadline, which currently, as I understand it, it was initially anyway, meant to be November 21st, right before Thanksgiving. So I think that's still the date. I don't know, but the Democrats have refused to sign on to that, which makes no sense. Now, they're out there spinning it. They're out there trying to find some sort of traction. In today's news narrative, they have suffered tremendously, losses all over the place, political losses, messaging losses. I mean, the Democrat Party is in absolute disarray right now. So they're looking for a victory here. They think that they might have it with the shutdown. They think that they can blame the Republicans, but they're the ones that are blocking simply an extension of the status quo. No more changes. We can continue negotiations. Between reopening the government and the new deadline, but they don't even want to do that. And that's not an exercise of good faith, right? You know, this is, I shared on here, I told you my son, who's now 16, by the way, has his driver's license now. So watch out, world. Actually, he's a kid, but he's very cautious. He's very cautious driver. So far, at least with mom and dad in the car, hopefully it stays that way. He's got more of a cautious personality too, but he's got his driver's license now. That's an eye-opening thing. In fact, they got it yesterday. My wife took him and she sent me a picture of him with it, and I started realizing, oh, so now he's able to just get in the car and go. It took me a second to kind of wrap my head around that. But anyway, that's where we're headed here. But I remember a couple of months ago, it's been longer than that, probably a year or so. He had asked me to kind of explain what politics was. And I thought about it for a moment. I've shared this on here before. And I said, you know what? I said, politics is the art of taking credit for everything that's good, or everything that you're the person that you're talking to, a constituent, might think is good in the world around them, and then blaming your political opponents for the things that are bad. Now, that's a cynical view of it, I understand, but that is the art of politics. It's about art of politics. It's about jockeying for position. Now, I would say if you're being genuine and authentic and fighting for what you truly think is makes the most sense, then that's okay. I don't have a problem with that to a point. I also would throw a little humility in there. That's one of the things, by the way, earlier this week we spoke with Shelby Campbell, who had some really terrible things to say about Charlie Kirk's assassination. She has apologized. I commended her for that. I commended her for coming on the program. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I apologize. Those are words that don't come from the lips of politicians very much because it is a blame game. It's a grab the credit game for things that are going well. It's a blame game for things that are not going well. And that's what politics has become. And so that's what the Democrats are looking for here. You know, too many people are still, I would say, a half step away from really understanding what's going on in our nation's capital, in politics in general. It's all about the credit. Again, I've cited a quote from The Office, Michael Scott, when he got in trouble for the Willy Wonka golden ticket idea that he implemented in The Office. Long story short, he put all the tickets on one, discount tickets on one pallet of boxes that were going to a client. The client got all of the boxes. There was nothing on the coupon that said you couldn't combine the coupons. So the biggest client ended up getting a 50% discount or some such thing. And this caused havoc in the office. The boss came into the office to talk with Michael about this. In the meantime, Michael begged one of his team members named Dwight K. Schrute to take the fall. And Michael was trying to push the blame on him. But in the meantime, the company was so happy, the client was so happy that they got so much of a discount on their paper goods that they decided to move all of their purchases of office products to the company as well. So Michael ended up, by making Dwight the scapegoat, Dwight ended up being the hero. This caused a big brouhaha in the office. Michael wasn't happy. Michael eventually couldn't keep his mouth shut, and he said, "David, I'm the one that had the idea." And David says, "Michael, I don't know what you want me to do." And Michael says this. He says, "David, I will be honest with you. I would like all of the credit, but none of the blame." I am telling you, that is politics. And I'm not saying there's nothing else that's genuinely happening there, but that is a big, big part of it. And too many people miss that step, misunderstanding that by half a step. They think that these folks are fighting for their cause. They think that these folks are committed, and sometimes they are. But how many times, my friends, I'll ask you this, how many times have you and I voted for someone, had high hopes for someone, only to watch that someone go to Washington, D.C., and effectively sell his or her soul? I've said before, this was the reason Trump became so, well, there's many reasons, but one of the main reasons Trump became so popular was because we as conservatives, as conservative Republicans, were tired of voting for people that really weren't principled conservatives. And I'm not saying Trump is a ideological conservative, but the things Trump wants to do, at least the first 500 things on the list, are in good alignment with conservatism and the role of government and so forth. But how many times did we elect people who went to Washington, D.C. that showed us they really weren't conservative? Or maybe they were conservative, but they were wimps. They couldn't take the heat. What do they say? If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And, well, in this analogy, the kitchen is Washington, D.C., and it was disheartening. It was disheartening. Along comes Trump, and I don't want to get into this whole thing on Trump, but Trump comes along and changes that. The guy actually means what he says. He's fighting. Look, you look at all the fights over the National Guard and deportations and everything, lawsuits and this and that, Supreme Court hearings, court rulings, injunctions, the constant fight about simply trying to enforce the law, right? At the core of this is that we had We've had leaders in our government. We've had an executive branch for a long time that did not want to enforce immigration law. And the left and the media have basically excused that. The laws that are being enforced today have been on the books for a long time. They've just been ignored. And we were lied to. We were lied to by the Biden administration. We were lied to by the media. Biden could have done any of these things. He didn't want to, which of course begs the question as to why. What's he trying to accomplish? Why is he so, he and the left, by the way, Democrats in general, why are they so insistent on open borders? What are they trying to get from that? It obviously has to do with elections. By the way, there's a court case that the Supreme Court is hearing today. Louisiana versus Calais, that has to do with the way that voting, that congressional districts can be drawn. And I talked about it in the Todd Talk. I'm not going to talk about it here. But anyway, so we've got this battle that's going on in Washington, D.C., and we have some principled stands that are being taken, and we have some political drama that is unfolding. And right now, the Democrats are engaging in political drama, political theater, and it's bad political theater at that. If you dig just a half an inch deep, you'll find that their entire argument unravels completely. There is no reason whatsoever that they should not sign on to this clean CR, buy themselves more time, but they don't want to do that. This shutdown is on them, my friends. They refuse to sign on to this obviously common sense next step, which is to pass a clean CR, reopen the government, and negotiate between now and the time the next CR expires, which is on or about November 21st. Now, in the meantime, President Trump has come out here and said something that we've mentioned on this program. I told you to keep your eyes out open for this. President Trump said if the Democrats continue to block this from happening, furloughed positions could become rift positions, reduction in force, reducing permanently the size and scope of government. Remember, one of the issues here that Trump has had to deal with is that if budgets are passed by Congress, he's basically being forced to spend the money allocated for staffing. And so Trump's saying, look, if there's no budget, right now there's no money that's being spent. So technically he can rift it. Now, listen, there'll be lawsuits and all this sort of stuff. Labor unions, legal experts are going to fight against this, or I should say there will be a legal fight. Legal experts are predicting this if this goes to this, but there's going to be fight about these terminations if it comes to that, because they say that it violates civil service protections and it's going to create lawsuits. But Trump's saying, look, we'll just take these positions. If you're not going to come to the table, if you're not going to reopen the government and enter into good faith negotiations, then right now budgets are zero. I don't have any money that I'm supposed to spend. We're going to start permanently reducing the size and scope of government. Now, the question is whether Trump is just negotiating with that, threatening to do that, or whether or not this is real. And I got to be honest, this is the thing that people on the left don't give Trump enough credit for. I could be convinced of either of these things. He is negotiating. I think that that's clear. But I also think, I mean, he's serious about reducing the size and scope of government. And if they don't think he would seriously do that, I think they should reconsider that, because I think he very well could do that. So we'll see where this goes. The Office of Management and Budget, OMB, they've already instructed agencies, as we talked about earlier this week, to prepare for RIF plans, reduction in force plans. And so, but as of today, that's not happened. That's just been kind of put out there as a bargaining, negotiating chip. So that's where we stand. But the government's closed. Negotiations are going nowhere. In fact, there's really no negotiations whatsoever. Republicans say we can negotiate once you reopen the government and just continue the status quo. No new changes, nothing changing from when the government shut down until now. Extending that through the deadline through November 21st, the Democrats refused to do this. So we'll see where this goes. See where this go, my friends, but that's where we are. Now, I'll say this, that the left, when it comes to these rifts, They say that the firings would politicize the civil service, would punish ordinary families, violate employment protections offered through, well, through the law. That's their argument. Trump says, the folks that are on the side of, hey, if we have to do these RIFs, it's bloated. The government is bloated. We need some accountability. I've been saying we're going to do this for a while. Right now we have no budget. If the only thing keeping me from riffing these positions are that I'm supposed to spend the money that's been allocated, there's no money allocated right now because you clowns can't get to the table and negotiate. And so maybe I'll do that, Trump would say. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes, my friends. By the way, I want to tell you, program also brought to you in part by our friends at Salty. Salty is an all-natural supplement that you can take. It's good for your heart's health. In fact, it is has been proven by science. Science has spoken on this, my friends, that your cholesterol can come down if you take Salty. A lot of people have had that result. It may do the same for you. I take the product. It's very affordable. It's a great first step. You know, I know I'm like all of us, getting a little bit older. And I think about my health a little bit differently than I did when I was in my 20s and 30s. This is a proactive step. It's a great first step to take to just ensure your heart is healthy. If you have a history of heart disease or high cholesterol, this might be a product that you consider as well. It's very affordable. In fact, it's even more affordable being a listener of this program because you'll save 50% off your purchase and get free shipping to boot. Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. That's the website. Salty.com, promo code Todd is how you're going to save 50% and get that free shipping. The only thing, my friends, you have to lose are those high cholesterol numbers. All right. So where do I want to go? I'm going to set this up. I'm going to flip. I didn't know how I was going to address this. I have two other things I want to get to. But I definitely want to turn our focus to Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA, this is what we're going to get to next segment. I just have a minute or so here to kind of to tee this up for the next segment. So Turning Point USA, of course, is the result of Charlie Kirk's work. It's Charlie Kirk's creation. And the mission of Turning Point was to get in front of these young people in environments where they were being force-fed wokeism and leftist lunacy and confront them with truth and give them the opportunity to hear things that they candidly don't hear on college campuses. And they've grown. They grew a lot during Charlie Kirk's life, but the growth has even exploded since his assassination here. That's almost a month ago. A month ago tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken here, 10th, yeah. So in the month following his death, there's been a lot of interest in places that are adding Turning Point USA and so forth. A lot of chapters are being started, high schools, colleges around the country. And so the left is also trying to fight against this. The left doesn't want these ideas on college campuses. The left doesn't want free speech and debate. The left doesn't want the free exchange of ideas. They want to silence Turning Point USA. And there's a petition that's being signed at Rutgers or pertaining to students at Rutgers University that I want to talk about regarding the Turning Point USA chapter there. And we'll get into that in the next segment, my friend. Sit tight. You are listening here to the home of conservative, not better talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more.
and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. I want to talk about Turning Point USA here. So there's news out there. A change.org petition has been launched. It was launched earlier this month to disband. So this was an existing chapter of Turning Point USA at Rutgers University. The petition alleges, what's it say here, that the group promotes, quote, hate speech and fosters a hostile environment. As of today, more than 1,600 people have signed this petition. More than 1,600 people. I don't know if it can be anybody. I don't know the rules for all these petitions that turn at change.org, but there's 1,600 that have signed this that are not in favor of free speech, that cannot apparently come to grips with hearing ideas with which they do not agree. Now, of course, Turning Point denies all these claims. They don't engage in hate speech. They say that the petition is defamatory, which it is, and politically motivated, which it also is. Again, I listen to this on a regular basis. I post videos, clips of this show on social media. We do that. I hear from people saying that the left loves to have debate. Well, why don't they? Why do they always do things that interfere with that? See, now they'll say, well, you're engaging in hate speech. First of all, what does that even mean, number one? Number two, listen, as I said yesterday, right, when I had that interview with Shelby Campbell on Monday, who has said some things about Charlie Kirk on social media. She's apologized, but she's one of many. And she, by the way, she said a lot less offensive things than some people out there. But she was mocking Charlie Kirk's death. She was mocking his death. And I don't know. It's they behave like this. And they say a lot of allegations. She said on the program, I didn't catch this in real time because I hadn't heard this before. Some of you got upset with me with for not questioning her on it. Two things. Number one, I don't want it to become a scream fest. Number two, I didn't catch it. I didn't know that there were people out there that had accused Charlie Kirk of being of using the phrase, a term C-H-I-N-K to describe someone, she said, who was Asian in the audience. He was talking to Cenk Uygur, which I went through that earlier, I think yesterday, before we interviewed Eric Trump, talking about all the ways that conservatives and Trump are maligned and misrepresented. We went through a lot of those things yesterday on the program before that interview. But that's how the left wants to engage. Now, listen, it's a permanent olive branch. If you decide to totally sell out and become a radical leftist and you suddenly have no interest in free speech, if you want to silence the political opposition, if you want to redefine morality, if you want to live a godless belief system, you're free to do it. But we're going to have a hard time. You and I can talk so much as it's up to me. But I've learned you don't want me to talk in return. You don't want people like me to have our opinions, to have our beliefs. And so you turn to these sorts of tactics to try to silence and minimize or eliminate the competition, the other side of the argument. And it's actually pretty pathetic. Rutgers has come out and said that it supports free expression. It declined to comment specifically on this, of course. It's student matters. No disciplinary action has been taken. But in kind of response to the allegations here that Turning Point USA is hate speech, the things that they're saying, number one, I would say give me a specific explanation, a definition, what you're talking about, number one. In fact, if you listen to Charlie Kirk, and I am not an expert in everything Charlie Kirk said and believed, but I have no reason to believe here that Charlie Kirk had anything but a motivation of, honestly, truth and love to share and a passion to communicate things so that these students are not caught up in this godless radical leftism. I think that was Charlie Kirk's motivation. Charlie Kirk didn't hate them. Charlie Kirk hated bad ideas. I hate bad ideas. Bad ideas can cause tremendous harm. They have caused tremendous harm. We have a whole generation of young people who believe that aborting a child is no big deal. My body, my choice. And then they suffer the consequences of that. They've been lied to and deceived by people in the industry, by those who are promoting an absolutely wicked and godless lifestyle. By the way, even some of these so-called churches are out there endorsing, supporting this sort of stuff. You'll hear this sort of thing coming from the pulpits, not of huge amounts of churches, but of churches that have turned from the truth of the word and have started getting into, the radical left's worldview, which is not in alignment with biblical truth. Charlie Kirk didn't hate anybody. He wanted people to hear that. He wanted people to hear the message of the love of Jesus Christ. And I have something to share with you. And I'm going to keep this anonymous because I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. She was raised, she told me this, she was raised by two atheists. Mom and dad, who are both atheists, who are both liberals or leftists potentially. I don't know precisely, but they're far left. And so she was raised. This was a woman. She was raised by people who were atheists. She said she had gone as a kid to, you know, maybe VBS or a Christian concert, that sort of thing. And she told me, for those who say that Charlie Kirk was not out there, for my Christian brothers and sisters who don't believe Charlie Kirk was interested in sharing the gospel and was interested in people accepting Jesus, she told me that this, you know, she's not a conservative. She's left of center. She's not a radical leftist. She may be slightly liberal. I don't know, but she's not. She's someone that you can have a conversation with. And she told me, that she, his death has really bothered her. And it caused her to start looking into this. She's a mom. She's got a couple of kids. And, you know, her kids are follow this stuff. You know, they are aware of Charlie Kirk. And she just wanted to understand why did we get to this point, right? And as she started consuming his content, she's like, you know what? I agree with a lot of what he's saying. And it's caused her to ask all sorts of questions, which led her and I to have a conversation recently where she was asking about church. And, you know, her and her family might come to church with us and so forth. Which whether they come with us or go somewhere else, that's not really the point. But the point is that to say that Charlie Kirk is out there engaging or had engaged in hate speech, that Turning Point USA is actively engaging in hate speech, when ultimately they're pointing people to the cross of Christ, is a major, major stretch, my friends. She's searching, this young lady, searching for a church community, and she's doing so because of the evil that she has seen and the senselessness and then the truth that she is hearing in the message that was being proclaimed by Charlie Kirk. How is that hate speech? How is it hate speech to share the gospel? I understand Jesus told us that the world will hate you because at first it hates him, right? It hates Jesus. The world is not very welcoming to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And But when it's received by those people, when it's received by people who understand that they are loved by God, that their sin debt was paid by their Creator, when that happens, great things can result. People can turn to Christ. People can begin the process of accepting truth, of being sanctified by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So, we'll see where this goes. I'm very encouraged, and I think that that's a microcosm. I think that that is a microcosm of a lot of other things happening like that, causing a sort of spiritual awakening, which leads me to what I wanted to tell you here in conclusion. You know that we have Freedom Marketplace. One of the things we started doing, I've thought about recently, is I want to give a free listing to churches. So it's a free listing. But the reason is, the more that we share the gospel here and in our other content, and hopefully as people come to Christ, as they then go to the next step, which is finding a church home, I want to give them a resource. And I want to make it free to your church. So I tell you, if you go to freedommarketplace.net and you click join for your church, you got to use this promo code so it'll make it free. Any of our three levels, My Church 25 will get you a free listing. And I'm looking to get the number of churches, biblically based churches. I don't want no woke churches, none of the churches preaching this garbage, the gospel and the truth of the Bible. If your church does that, sign up, freedommarketplace.net. My Church 25 is the discount code. Got to run. Quick timeout. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I am so very proud of myself today. It's hard to get through all the stuff that I want to get to. Sometimes we have more to say about things than I realize at first glance. And I'm actually going to get to this Katie Porter interview where she had this meltdown. She's totally unfit, candidly, for office anywhere, let alone to be governor of the People's Republic of California. So I'm going to share that here in just a moment, my friends. But before I do that, ever wish you had a whole team to help manage your financial life? Well, that's the beauty of Family Offer Services at Full Suite Wealth. Their experienced advisors bring together everything from high-level investment strategies and management to private equity, private credit, option strategies, complex legal needs, all those things customized for you. It's like having a family office just for you, your family, the people who know your story and your goals. If you are serious about planning for the long haul, check it out, fullsuitewealth.com. That's fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right. Man, I'm proud of myself for getting to this. So, Katie Porter, leftist from California, representative, angry a lot. And you'll find that in this interview. In fact, I don't know what this journalist does. There are people in the media who engage in sophistry every day, who engage in political games every day. This lady, this journalist, and I'm going to use the word journalist because normally when talking about the media, I'll say make-believe journalist because most of these folks are not real journalists. She's actually showing me here she has an interest in journalism. So they have a governor's race in California. This journalist has sat down with people who are running and have asked the same exact questions that she's asking Katie Porter here, who's a lunatic in many ways. She's the one on election night, I think it was, or maybe it was the days after the election, she came out and she said that she has had at the time a 12-year-old daughter, and she picked her up, I think she said, from water polo practice, and she said her daughter was crying, and she said, you know, did something happen at practice? You know, did you get hurt? Why are you crying? And her daughter said to her, and I'm paraphrasing here, Mom, I'm crying because if I get raped and pregnant, I can't abort my baby now because Trump's president. And this lunatic, I mean, who teaches their kids this? I this is craziness. To a kid doesn't just come up with that. They've been force-fed this junk. Anyway, same Katie Porter here. I want you to listen to this. She gets upset at this journalist for asking this question. Check this out.
Redistricting. What do you think of the governor's plan?
I support the governor's plan.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win?
So, well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're thinking.
In a general election, yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
So how do you not intend that to be the case? Are you going to ask them not to run?
No, I'm saying I'm going to build the support. I have the support already in terms of name recognition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that we get through this primary in a really strong position. But let me be clear with you. I represented Orange County. I represented a purple area. Mm-hmm. I have stood on my own 2 feet and won Republican votes before. That's not something every candidate in this race can say. If you're from a deep blue area, if you're from LA or you're from Oakland, you don't have an experience.
You just said you don't need those Trump voters.
Well, you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't.
I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other candidate has answered this question. This is not argumentative.
And I said I support it.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this.
I don't want to keep doing this.
She's going to
call it. Take it off her microphone.
You're not going to do the interview with us.
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Get alive, Katie.
Every other candidate has answered our follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation with you asking about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going
to
make up a follow-up question, then we're
a
never going to get there.
Follow-up question. The audacity of a journalist.
I am an investigator.
That's right. I've never had to do this before, ever.
She's never. She's telling you.
Have a conversation.
She's never had to ask, answer follow-up questions.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
That's right.
What part of I'm me? I'm running for governor because I'm a leader.
She is so unlikable.
So you're not going to answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through? I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these. And if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer.
Go watch other stuff of hers.
So nearly every legislative...
I don't want to have an unhappy experience.
Then don't be unhappy.
And I don't want this all on camera.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about.
Okay, I got to stop it there. There's 12 more seconds of this, but I'm just simply out of time. She made it unhappy. The journalist, kudos to her for holding her ground and doing what's right. And by the way, Katie Porter told you, I never had to do this before. Read your questions. Don't ask me follow-up questions. I've never had to do that before. Now, she was saying I never had to leave an interview before, but why is she leaving? For being asked follow-up questions. What a baby. Unfit for office. I gotta go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.